Eastern Montana's economy continues to see a surge due to oil and gas development. Unemployment in the counties closest to the Bakken oil boom averages almost 2% below the state average. The oil industry brought in $200 million in tax revenue to the state and local governments last year alone. But all that activity comes with a cost, too, and Eastern Montana communities are feeling some of the biggest impacts. This month, we're bringing you a series of stories on the side effects of this modern-day gold rush, both positive and negative. In the first part of that series, Capital reporter Dan Boyce explores what a big-time oil boom does to small-town infrastructure.
Sonny's Family Restaurant, a cozy corner diner in the heart of Sidney, Montana.
There's no way.
Customers are reacting to an extra jolt on top of their morning coffee.
He just hit the corner of the building.
Because a semi just took a turn too sharp and dragged the side of his trailer across the diner's awning.
Bro, oh my God, look.
Ripping a gaping hole in the trailer.
He jackknifed.
The young driver's now got the truck jackknifed in the middle of the intersection. He's moving it back and forth trying to fix that. The truck traffic down Sydney's Central Avenue is almost constant. Big rigs taking equipment to the oil fields, others carting the oil off to market.
We see these pounding there every day.
This here,
day after day after day,
is Sydney Mayor Brett Smelser. He's standing out on the sidewalk by Central Avenue.
Are you getting cold yet?
It's a few degrees below zero. Passing semis leave heavy clouds of white exhaust.
A little chilly.
I'm just warming up.
Smelser was elected mayor in 2001, years before new fracking technologies brought big oil back to the Bakken region. Sydney has transformed so much in that time. Smelser says traffic is up as much as 50% in the last 5 or 6 years, pounding local roads into gravel. New hotels and housing are straining the city's sewer system to its limit, project after project.
They just keep coming and coming.
Sydney brings in about $10 million a year in taxes, but it has $55 million in infrastructure needs right now.
We do need some help out here. The people in Sydney have suffered enough. We've raised their water and sewer rates. We doubled their water and sewer hookup fees. We've initiated impact fees.
The oil industry, in one way or another, is largely responsible for these impacts. But Smelser isn't looking to the oil companies for more help. He believes the taxes they pay make sense, and the companies give to the community in other ways, like to the local Boys and Girls Club. He's looking squarely at state government, specifically Governor Steve Bullock's office, and he's not looking happy.
It aggravates me. It's a betrayal. I had a promise that it would be signed, that we would get some help from this governor.
When Smelser says that,
I had a promise that it would be signed.
He's talking about a bill from the 2013 legislature, a bill which would have provided about $35 million to Eastern Montana oil boom towns for their infrastructure needs. It passed both the Montana House and Senate with huge majorities. Smelser says the city of Sydney made calculated decisions to move forward with some projects.
We thought that money was coming.
But the money did not come. Governor Bullock vetoed the Eastern Montana infrastructure bill, one of more than 70 bills he axed from this last legislative session.
I had to veto $150 million of their spending or tax cuts.
He says he had to do so to balance the budget. Lawmakers left it spending more than the state was bringing in. Also, Bullock maintained throughout the legislature he wanted to keep $300 million of extra money in the bank for the next legislative session in 2015.
To protect us from floods, fires, government shutdowns, all those pieces, that was the number that ultimately, as I managed the budget, that I wanted to make sure is there for a rainy day fund.
Well, first of all, we know that the revenue forecast ended up being much higher.
Culbertson Republican Representative Austin Knutson, and he's right. The governor's own figures estimate the budget in 2015 to be about $350 million, $50 million more than what he wanted. Remember, the infrastructure bill was $35 million. Those higher estimates were presented before the deadline for lawmakers to override the governor's vetoes. Sydney Mayor Brett Smelser thinks Bullock should have convinced lawmakers, particularly Democrats, to bring the bill back to life when those higher revenue numbers were known. Even without that bill, Bullock points out the state has invested $68 million in loans or grants for Eastern Montana infrastructure since he took office.
And that's new money from roads and bridges to water systems and other things.
That includes nearly $8 million just in the community of Sidney. And Bullock says he's actively looking for more ways to attend to these infrastructure needs.
One of our city crew collecting twice as much garbage as we did 2 years ago.
Mayor Smeltzer has another idea for bringing more money to Eastern Montana oil communities. The Montana League of Cities and Towns says taxes on oil and gas production in Montana bring in more than $200 million a year.
State keeps 52%, counties get 25%, and the school districts get 20-some.
Eastern Montana communities only get about 1% of those funds. Smeltzer would like to see that changed. The truck with the jagged hole ripped in its side parks nearby. The young driver comes into Sonny's family restaurant, joking he's had better days. Most of the customers have turned back to their coffee, their fresh omelets and hash browns. A police officer outside looks at the damage to the building. He says last time, it was the movie theater. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting in Sidney.